A weak solidarity Bricky team listener when the last thing we want to do is disappoint an old man. No, no, not me. So spare a thought for poor old Lord Rupert of Wapping if the socialists, if the pejorative Dan win today. Because no person, young or old, could have done more to convince the electorate of just how evil is the pejorative Dan and how good for all of us would be the lobster with a mobster. While the electorate seems to be paraphrasing Peggy Lee. The pejorative Dan or the lobster with a monster, is that all there is? Which brings me to something I wasn't quite aware of at the time, just how bad the 70s were. Not Lord Rupert's 70s, of course, the 1970s. See, the caring business class and the caring business class party tell us the socialist caring business class relations bill, or what's left of it, will take us back to the 70s, and that is bad, bad, bad. Well, yes, the socialists got elected in 1972 and did some terrible things, like provide lots of government services, until 3 years later when Her Most Gracious Majesty and our very, very, very close friend, the US of the UN of the US of the world, were forced to get rid of them and bring us common sense and progressive government in Malcolm Wage Freezer and the caring business class lot. And the lobster with a mobster asserted with his in-depth wisdom that reinventing a state-owned state electricity commission, an SEC, well, SEC light, in fact, whatever, reinventing would also take us back to the 70s. So dreadful were the 70s that he seems to have forgotten the SEC was still in public hands until the 90s, when lobster with predecessor Jeff Foot in mouth brought us all the advantages of the private sector we've since so enjoyed. Jeff, the Lord Rupert of Wapping, since totally neutral election analyst who, after taking everything into account, has concluded, surprisingly, the pejorative Dan is even more evil than even Lord Rupert and the lobster with imagined. In an interview yesterday, the federal caring business class party deputy supremo Susan Lees and Driggs said it was shameful that the pejorative Dan had voted early. But the interviewer butted, the lobster with also voted early. No, it turned out that was it. That was different. And in the consistency department we've all come to love with these people, Susan also criticised the State Integrity Commission largely not holding public hearings. But, the interviewer butted again, your party is the main reason the proposed federal body will largely not hold public hearings. No, that too was different. Must say, as a satirist, I do love these consistencies. They're a gift. The Bolting the Stable Door Award to yet another privatised success story, Medibank the Profits, Private Be Damned, for assuring us no more private details had been stolen since millions were stolen. Very reassuring that. Medibank, the profits, private be damned, your Bolting the Stable Door Award is on its way. On a positive note, losing an estimated 10 million customers' records earned executives more than 7.3 million in bonuses. The mind boggles at what they might get if they did their job. Obviously, the 7.3 mil plus will be a big incentive to lose even more records next year. Another bunch of great responsible corporates, the much-loved financial institutions, the government has a bill to legislate a few more of the recommendations of the Her Most Gracious Majesty's Financial Rip-Offs Commission, which found the corporate practices left a bit to be desired. This bill about accountability by financial institutions, with the government agreeing with the Greens to include 1.1 million in fines for executives breaking the law, leading to much lobbying by the usual suspects and, phew, thank goodness, the government has agreed to rethink all this as the responsible bank spokesperson Anna Blight on Workers, a former socialist state big supremo, showing just how socialist the banks are, or conversely, just how socialist Anna is, Anna pointed out the legislation could have unintended consequences, a phrase the great corporates are forced to point out regularly. Unintended consequences, Anna. Absolutely, we could get sprung. Clearly, the much-revered financial institutions would not oppose the bill if it erased unnecessary impediments like penalties for ripping off. The Terra Nullius people face penalties for opposing progressive corporates attempting to do their bit for all of us on Terra Nullius non-land. Little penalties like having their culture blown up and bulldozed. But then again, they are Terra Nullius people. That doesn't matter, therefore. Although, through the goodness of their generous hearts and in response to the proverbial hitting the fan over blowing up thousands of years of history and culture, the great resource giants tell us they will consult with Terra Nullius people on equal terms before they blow up and destroy their history and culture. And the minister for all this, Tania Plibersek Environment, decried all that destruction and said she was taking action, like approving giant gas and fertilizer projects and ancient rock carvings on Barra Peninsula. But no problems, because the responsible resource giants have assured her they can move the rock carvings safely and responsibly, so they can use the Terra Nullius land in a profitable way rather than have it just sitting there earning nothing, except perhaps the odd tourist dollar. And the industry said a resource super-duper obscene profits tax would be a disaster that would increase the cost of living burden on all of us, showing how their sole concern is all of us. Even though a little bit of an explanation on how them paying tax would increase, but no, they know what they're talking about. Like Santos us the profits, getting into the industry's and Tania's new spirit of cooperation with Terra Nullius people, well, let's be accurate, non-people, telling the federal court interfering none of their business Tiwi Islanders opposing an offshore gas project with a pipeline traversing their ocean were not relevant persons. Exactly. They're Terra Nullius and have no right to object, as it appeals against an earlier decision that the Tiwi Islanders did have some relevance to the land and sea they have lived on for eons, and Santos us should have consulted them. But as Santos pointed out, the people, or sorry, non-people, affected by their little bit of extraction are not relevant persons. That earlier decision failed to take into account the relevance and rights of Santos us the prophets to the ocean and land they so care about and will so care about until the gas runs out. And just because Santos us has a history of offshore projects causing a little bit of massive pollution is no excuse for ludicrous claims that it might cause a little bit of massive pollution. They care about the environment. That's why they want to put more CO2 and methane into it. The traditional landowners had many connections with the sea country that qualifies as a relevant interest, the Islanders Silk argued, including as a food source, cultural responsibilities over the area, and totemic significance. What nonsense. That silly argument ignores the most totemic significance of all, corporate profits. The more sensible Silk for Santos us made the most sensible point that expecting the company to consult with the affected Tiwi Islanders was unworkable. Unworkable. Yes, they might object. A decision is pending. Another caring for the environment community-minded great US of resource giant Shove Us the Profits Ron has shown how much it cares about True Blue Aussie by generously offering True Blue Aussie as a sink for Asia's carbon dioxide, offering to bury it, presumably at a small cost, in the famous ostrich solution to climate change, if there is such a thing. Burying your head in the sand was one of its selling points for its offshore gas project at pristine, ecologically fragile, well, formerly pristine now, I think, Barrow Island off Western True Blue Aussie. But unfortunately, several years into production, it's still having a little bit of trouble getting the burying your head in bit to work. And thus, despite its pre-approval guarantees, it's sadly releasing all that CO2 and methane into the environment, making its generous offer on True Blue Aussie's behalf to accept Asia's pollution even more generous, apart from that minor fact that it doesn't actually work. We all know how former US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump of the poor, attempted to bring balance and neutrality to the Supreme Court, showing its decisions like banning abortion were balanced and neutral. Well, this week, the court ruled that poor Donald had to hand over his tax returns to an inquiry into his tax returns, even though for 6 years he's been unable to hand them over because they're being audited. although in fairness, after 6 years, we might question the efficiency of the auditor. But and it's not like Donald's trying to hide anything. He's promised time and again that he'll produce them. We know some cynics have suggested he stacked the Supreme Court. Well, after it ruled against him, he bemoaned the decision creates a terrible precedent for future presidents, the greatest terrible precedent ever, ever, and accused the court, direct quote, of becoming nothing more than a political body with our country paying the price. Political body. Can anyone spot the irony in that? Just an update on the caring business class relations bill, or what's left of it. It's living up to its name, as those forcing it to be cut up bit by bit make sure it says what it says, a caring business class relations bill. The crossbenchers support most of it, but with great moral righteousness, just want to remove any clause that it could have the aforementioned unintended consequences, like making life difficult for caring employers, because they understand the dire social consequences of evil unions having some sort of rights or involvement in caring business class relations, expressed clearly by Reserve Losses Bank Governor Philip Lowe Pay for You, that the one price that cannot rise, that would be a national disaster, is the price of labour. Because that would cause all the other prices that are rising out of control to rise out of control. See? Economics. Pure logic. Finally, a couple of thought-provoking letters in the Spencer Street Falfax No Longer Falfax Daily. One very sensible proposal that Her Majesty's Theatre should be changed to His Majesty's Theatre. Someone actually sat down and considered that important enough to write a letter about. The fact that the writer came from East Brighton might be some sort of excuse. And next to that, we need respite from elections, potholes, incessant rain and floods. Let me share a beautiful story from Slovenia. There was a huge blitz against drink driving. Drivers who registered 0% were rewarded with tickets to, wait for it, listener, wait for it, to the police orchestra concert. What a novel approach. Listen, I would have thought that would drive you to drink. No pun intended. Good morning.